The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we are continuing with Hilchos Megillah, second parak, first parak. But first, there's a halakha we missed yesterday when we were doing the Sefer Torah stuff. And either he quoted it, Kofsky quoted it, and I looked up the wrong reference, or he didn't quote the number. Go to Hilchos, the Sefer Ava. Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah Sefer Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. This is an important one. Got it?
Yeah.
Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah Shekasavan Min Yisarfu. So if the Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah is written by a heretic, then it should be burned, or they should be burned. Kasvan Goy. If they're written by a non-Jew, O Yisrael Mashumad, or a Jew who is an apostate, okay? And we can look at the definition of that in a little while. O Moser, or an informant, O Evet, or a slave, O Isha, or a woman, O Katan, or a minor, Har Elu Psulin Vignazu, Viganzu, I don't know how to say it. Avi, we're going to be on this, but we're looking at just one halacha, which you know, we're not reading anymore. So with those guys, then the stuff they write is possible, and you put it in Geniza. So what does it have to do with yesterday? Because yesterday we were saying how in the standard edition of the Rambam, it says that if Sefer Torah was written, or a Sefer Torah was written by an apikores, then you burn it. And Kafka pointed out, no, it's specifically a min. So here, once again, he says min, and then a mishumad is someone who rejects a halacha or the entire Torah. I can look at. I guess you could get another mishumad if you want. up to you. Sefer Hamada, Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel, halacha. Pass.
31.
Robert. a lot of pass. Shnayim hin ha-mushumadim. There are two types of mushumad. Mushumad, apostate is the best word we have in English, but you're going to see it doesn't quite like equal apostate. Ha-mushumad la-avera akas, someone who is a mushumad for one avera. The Hamshumad the whole Torah, and one who's Mushumad for the entire Torah. Hamshumad laver achas zeh shehechzik atzmo lasos osa aver bezadon v'nis partzim ba buhurgal. This is someone who has literally strengthened himself, or habituated himself, or like I don't know how else you want to say, given himself the chazaka to do that avera intentionally, and is publicized it in it and accustomed to it. Afilo ha'isamina kalos, even if it's one of the lesser averos. Tell me a little bit about is. Like he's the shatnez guy, right? Like he's the guy who always wears shatnez and has established himself that way. O lahaki peah, or to cut off his peahs from his hair, not his field. Venimsa ki'ilu batla mitzvah zomin ha'olam etzal. And it's as if the mitzvah has been negated from the world by him. That person is considered a mishumad for that matter. That's only if he does it to anger God. So let's say you have a person who habitually violates a certain mitzvah. Let's say you have a guy who's like shomer halacha, but he's married to a non-Jew, you know? And like, he just like married her and like can't, you know, help himself or whatever. So that would not be a mishumad, even though he's like treating as though that mitzvah doesn't exist, as long as he's not doing it to provoke God, okay? Then Hamshuma the whole Torah, go and Hachozer the Date Hagoyim, Bishar Shagozrin Shmad, Vidabik Bahem. That's someone who, so this is what we call in English an apostate, someone who converts to the religions of the Goyim at a time when they decree inquisition, a genocide on the Jews, and he clings to them. Viomar, and he says, Ma beta li lihidabik Bisrael Shain Shvalim Vinodafim. What prophet is there for me? Prophet with an I and a F. To cling to the to Israel when they're lowly and pursued. Tov lo shi dabik be'elu shi yadan tekifan. Better for him to cling to those whose hand is who has upper hand. That guy is a mishumah for the entire Torah. So the fact that the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, or Hilchos Tefillin, just says a Meshumad is equal to a Goy in terms of the Torah they write, meaning that it's possible you put it in Geniza, and a Min is you burn the Sefer Torah, to me, reinforces Kafak's distinction that only a Min, meaning someone who has a false idea of God, you burn the Sefer Torah, because a Meshumad is really no different. Meshumad, Apikores, you know, these people are definitely like not in the good, on the good team, but like, you know, you'd be hard pressed to say that Meshumad is any better or worse than an Apikores, you know? So in other words, like what I guess what I'm saying is that the distinction in the Kafa between Min and all other types of Jews who go off the derech in various ways, to me makes more sense than saying that like Apikores is the one who Sefer Apikores and Min you burn their Sefer Torah and like a Meshumad you wouldn't. Yeah.
This is more going on what we were talking about yesterday, but what's the difference between the Min's idea, false ideas about God, and like the Meshumad's false idea about God?
Well, it doesn't even mean that the Meshumad has a false idea about God.
Well, it's like nothing. You know, he,
yeah, so right. So that we didn't go into the question, meaning why do we put the Goy's Sefer Torah in Geniza as opposed to burning it? Yeah. So you want to answer that? Anyone? Yeah. And we can answer it based on the Rambam that we did yesterday.
Your toast.
No. Why do we say that you burn the Min, Sefer Torah?
Oh, because we don't want to give a shame.
Yeah, we don't want to give a name to Minim. So it sounds like, again, theoretically, this all could have made that decree on everyone. But it sounds like we don't really, like, we're not trying to stamp out Torahs that are produced by Goyim, like, I don't think that would work, you know, like, but I'm saying like, you know, a Min, you know, in other words, it was a decree made specifically on the names of God produced by a Min. It's not coming from the fact that they have a false idea of God. That's the point. Like just Stam, that they have a false idea of God. It's more of like a social trend. Same way, reason why we have like a Birkas HaMinim, you know, that is asking God to destroy Minim. It's not asking God to destroy all people who have false ideas of God, you know.
Okay, so I guess really is that I don't understand what the category of Min is, but that's like probably a longer discussion.
Well, in what sense?
Meaning like, you know, the Meshumad definitely has some sort of false idea about God because like he thinks it makes sense to jump ship, you know.
But that's not a false idea about God necessarily.
It is, let's say, a false idea about God.
Just to review, make sure we're on the same page here. Like the five false ideas about God: that he doesn't exist, that he is more than one, that he's physical, that he's not eternal, and that you can only relate to him through intermediary. Like the first five Ikarim, those are different. Uh-huh. Specifically, those five.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then Apikoros is someone who denies Nevuah's Moshe or God's knowledge of people. How he frames it here. Apikoros, the God doesn't know the actions of man. And the Kofa B'Torah is denying Torah Shabbat, Sa'ab Torah Shabbat Peh, or Machvish Magideha, you know? So yeah, it's specific.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Yeah. I guess that was the thing I was missing.
Okay, yeah. I figured it was yeah. Separate from that, yeah. Yeah, like, what do you call it? Like Avraham Avinu also didn't have all the ideas that we have about Sfar V'Onesh because he didn't have Torah, you know, but he had the same ideas about God, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, this, like, well, like, does that mean that anyone doesn't have, like a perfect understanding?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I have a question on that.
Sure.
Then, like, let's say the Goyim who don't have the ability of God, are they then immune? It's only if you're Jewish?
So I can't prove this right now, but I feel like Minim are only a distinction that we give to Jews, not to non-Jews. Certainly they wouldn't have a chelak on Olam Haba if they have a false idea of God, but I don't think we call them Minim. Just like we don't think we ever call Goyim Kofrim B'Torah. like, even though they are covert b'torah, but I don't think we call them that. Was it?
Yeah, it seemed like they're not like halachically, but like in the Ramban.
Yeah.
Talked about like the mitzvah as like covert.
Oh, he does. Interesting. Yeah. So I guess I'll limit my observation to the Rambam then. Okay. I don't think the.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't exactly about Torah. It was about.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we describe them as kofrim as a verb, just not as a noun. Like, you know, like they deny things, but we don't call them like kofr b'Torah, like this rigid classification that Rambam has here, you know? Also, just one more halakha while we're on random b'kius in the Rambam. Halakhas that have to do with distinguishing between goyim and Jews. So we also accept for Ola offerings from Goyim, but not from Jews who are Meshuman. Mm-hmm. And I just don't remember what the Rambam said about that. I just want to look at it really quickly. I feel like it's in Sefer, I feel like it's in Tamidim and Musafin, but I could be completely, or Maaseh Korbanos. Let's see if I got that right. Maaseh Korbanos 1? Oh yeah?
Yeah,
nice.
It's also interesting. He doesn't use the same word the Gemara uses for like this category.
Oh yeah, what does the Gemara use?
Mumar.
Yeah, mumar and mushumad, I think are interchangeable. Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's isirim is beah. I'm feeling good. Oh, here we go. Yeah, it is. Wait. No. It's in the first parak of something. Tamidim Musafin. That was my first guess, but I feel like it's wrong because it'll feel that way. All right. You know, the only way I know how to find it is the Rabbag quotes it. So I have to look at the Rabbag and then the Rabbag. I know it's in the Rabbag on Vayikra Aleph Gimel, I think, or Aleph somewhere. So I'm looking at the Rabbag.
Well,
I thought
you were going to like get a chumash to get the Rabbag.
That's what I
thought
too.
I was like, you're not going to be able to get it fast.
Actually walk.
Oh, but you know, I need to get it from there.
This one doesn't have enough. It'd be too awkward.
Okay, almost here. Rambam, Maaseh Korbanos. Oh, was I wrong? Maaseh Korbanos. Come on. Maaseh Korbanos Gimel Beis.
Don't you dare say the word.
What is it again?
Maaseh Korbanos. Can I say what Sefer it's in? It's in the Avodah. Gimel. Yeah, there we go. I think we actually have to start from the beginning. We have to start from the first half, actually.
The Beis is in several halachos.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They mess up the numbering also. I didn't notice that.
Okay.
Shanaim, so we're starting from the beginning. Shanaim Shiratu Lahavi Shlamim O'ola B'shutfus Nevin Bein B'neder Bein B'nedava. So two people who want to bring Shlamim or an Ola offerings with a partnership, meaning together, they bring Bein B'neder Bein B'nedava, whether it is through a neder or a nadava. A fila oaf, even a bird, yavo b'shutfus. Okay, then the Ram start from new halacha here. The echad, but the standard editions don't. But echad anashim, echad anashim, o'avani, mevin, kol korbanos. Men and women can bring all korbanos of al ha-goyim, im makablin mehen ala olos bilvad. The goyim, we only accept ola offerings from them. Shnemar umiyad ben nechar lo sakrivu as lechem elokechem. A fila olas oaf, even the ola of a bird, makablin min a goy. I don't know what the havamina is there. Alpha Pishu Ovid of Odazara, even though he worships of Odazara. So this is a very interesting thing. The guy could be a worshiping Hindu gods and Jesus and all this other stuff, but we accept all those from him. Aval Imakavni Mehen Shlamim, Velomanakas, Velochataos, Vashamos, Ein olos she'inan ba'os neder and dava im kavlin osan min agoyim kagon olas yoledes v'kiyotz ba'av me olos she'inan ba'os mishum neder v'lo mishum nedava. Okay, fine. Skip the dala now. This is the one we wanted to get to. Yisrael shuhu mishumad la'avodah zara. Okay, there we go. Not just a mishumad. Yisrael who's a mishumad for avodah zara, meaning presumably either that he is intentionally like known for doing an act of avodah zara, lahathis to anger God, or he's converted to avodah zara. O machal Shabbos beparhesia, or who violates Shabbos publicly, which is equal to avodah zara, in makavlin mimenu korban kla. We don't accept any korban from him at all. Afilo ha'ola shemakavlin osam min a goy, even the types of ola that we accept from a goy, ein makavlin osam min a mishumad hazeh. We don't accept it from this mishumad. Shneimar, as it says, Adam ki yakrib mikem. A man, when he brings a korban from you. I think the mikem is qualifying Adam. Let's see. Mipni hashmu alamdu, from the Torah Bapea, we learn mikem v'lo kuchem. Oh, from you, from yourselves, not all of yourselves. Lahoti yasu mishumad. Meaning when a man from among Klal Yisrael implies that there are some people in Klal Yisrael that we don't accept it from. Avim ha'im mishumad l'shar averos, but if he is mishumad for other averos, mekabim mimena kolar kubarans kadei shiachzer b'tshuva, in order to make him return in tshuva. Yeah, and then let's do one more. This looks relevant. Also, ha'im mishumad l'avera, if he was mishumad for an avera, v'hu mefursam v'yadu ala sosa, and it was publicly well known that he to do it, v'hur goba, and he was a katsuminen, bein l'hachis, bein l'te'avon, whether to anger or for desire, in mekavlin mimeno korban l'osa avera. So we don't accept from him a korban for that avera. Ketzav, for example, tegon shahaya ragil le'echochelev, bein l'hachis, bein l'te'avon, v'shagag v'achochelev, v'hevi chatas, in mekavlin mimeno osa mimeno. So he's a mishumad chaylev. We don't accept korbanos having to do with chaylev. Yeah. So I guess this doesn't really help us, but it's another example of where we don't reject. You have a goy who worships avodah zara and a Jew who worships avodah zara, and we accept the goys, not the Jews. Remind me of that halacha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but probably for different reasons though. Yeah. Yeah,
I guess really the question is, why do we accept the korban from the goy who worships avodah zara?
Yeah, right. That seems very, very funny. Especially, I mean, presumably we would only accept it from him if he's bringing it to Hashem. Like, I don't think we accept korbanos for other gods in the Beis Hamikdash, yeah. You know. But yeah, the fact that he believes in other gods.
Yeah, maybe it's like he's like paying his respects to the Jewish god or something.
Yeah, I mean, the Rabbah gives an analogy to that, which is that guy.
The
reason why we take this korban from a goyim and not the mishumad, ki goyim lo hayu krovim l'Hashem Yisrael v'nisrachaku, is that the goyim were not close to Hashem originally and then distanced themselves. But they are just distant from him. And if they're trying to come closer, it's good that we accept it from them. But the mishumad sheyada ha'emuna ha'amidis ba'adav osa mipnei roat kunata v'chatrono. But the mishumad who knew the true belief and he abandoned it because of his bad character and his deficiencies. Hine in roi shikubu mimenu zeh. Then it's not fitting to accept it from him. In kavanasal hiskar of Hashem Yitzala, because his intent is not to come close to Hashem. Imahaya in kain lo himir kavoto, because if that was the case, he wouldn't be exchanging God for someone else. So that's the reason he gives, but not for the Torah thing. Yeah. Okay. So I just wanted to address that because we forgot it. Yeah. All right. I'm going to stop this recording and start a new one.
Yeah.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbishnewas@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.